Yo.
Hi, hello. First and foremost, hi. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hey Man, Nice Shirt Podcast.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Dude.
Yeah?
I'm flooded. My studio is flooded right now.
Wait, what? What?
I'm sitting in ankle-deep water right now. I shit you fucking not. Look. Can you see this? Look.
Oh, shit.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
Bro.
Yeah, I just walked in and I'm flooded.
Dude, let's put this in context a little bit. Welcome to the show. I got here, hit the studio button so they could. I went to the wrong fucking studio because I'm an idiot. And then Nick, you said I'm here, and I went cool. And then I came over here, and you said, because normally we have this pre-recording banter. We kind of go back and forth. We talk about kind of how things have been going. We talk about life a little bit. And we're like, oh, you ready to go? Okay, how do you want to start it? And then we hit start. You said, press fucking start. Let's go.
Yeah, I didn't say a word to you.
No,
we haven't talked yet. Single, this is the
you
thing.
Said,
we haven't talked.
You said, press fucking start. Let's go. That's the only thing that you've said to
me.
You
know what's really crazy?
In 7 to 8 days, 9 days. That's not true.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
that's
close
what, that's
enough.
What it's,
I mean,
it's been about a week and a half about that we haven't talked. And here's the craziest shit. The water is still coming in. It hasn't stopped.
What's happening? What's going on? Why? Is it raining?
Broken pipe. I have a broken pipe.
No.
I have a broken pipe.
No fucking way.
Yeah. And I'm here.
Dude, hey. Wait,
instead
hang on a
of taking care of my property, are you fucking crazy?
Instead of handling your shit, instead of being a responsible adult, you're just like, hey, fuck it. We are hitting the record button. We're going to get in here. We're going to talk some shit. We're going to talk about a brown beanie and a red flannel shirt, ankle deep in some fucking water right now. Is this just like regular... like sink water, right? We're not talking about some weird shit, are we?
Can I be honest with you? It's got a bite to it. It's got a little stench to it.
It's got a little
not crazy. It's not sewage, but I think it's just. But I haven't been in the studio since the last time we recorded, so it's probably. I'm watching it. I'm watching things float right now. And I'll be honest,
yeah,
dude. I wore slippers today.
Hang on a second,
are about to be wet.
Wait, hold on a second, too. The other side of this is I mean, how far up is your, like, plugs? I mean, how far do we have until this is hitting electrical? And is there...
My wires are sitting in it. Yeah.
So this could be a short episode. Oh, fuck, dude.
Dude, this is fucked. This is crazy.
Do you have like
and
a
I'm
door
here.
That you can open or something that you can start getting this water out? I mean... What are you doing right now? What
studio.
Are you fucking doing right now?
Logan, I don't think you got... Can I show you something? Logan, this is going to be a little gross, okay?
No, seriously.
But I'd like to show you a little something.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
I don't
want you to say this.
Don't fucking...
I'm not even getting out of my chair.
Okay.
Let's see if I can move this camera. Wait, where...
I don't see your balls.
No, hold on.
Was this just a big setup for that for me to see your balls again?
Logan.
Oh, dude. What are you wringing out? What is that? Is that just a towel?
A towel that I grabbed. This is a random towel that I just grabbed on my way in because I grabbed something. Dude, this thing is... Look.
So nothing else in your house is... Ugh. Nothing else in your house is flooded. Just the studio?
Well... Here's the issue. All right. Okay. So I have a studio in the separate part of my house. Okay.
Yep.
We converted it into a studio.
Yeah.
We've moved,
right? Because since you originally were in your daughter's room, but now she's old enough to hopefully at least try to sleep in her own bed for.
Yeah, she's in her own bed. So here's what happened. When we started the show. Fucking literally over 100 episodes ago, 100 weeks ago.
That's fucking wild.
I was in an apartment. And that apartment I had designated an area to podcast. And I had a little studio in a designated area. Then we bought the house. And I was like, okay, in the meantime, I will go in my daughter's room because she wasn't even born yet. Then she came, but she was staying in our room, so I stayed there. Yep. Then it was a time to move her in. I said, I got to convert a part. So I picked the furthest wing of the house, and now it's where I am. And it's not done yet. It's actually not even close to being done, but it's okay for now. It's okay. It's doing.
Except for the water. Do you have goldfish in there? Do you, are there minnows? Like, you did this on purpose. This is a new home for your ducks. I know what you've done here. This was purposely done so that you could support your livestock. So now you're bitching about it, which I think is kind of bullshit. I think it's kind of bullshit. And I think our listeners will agree that, like, Nick is just here. It's all about him. He wants to have that empathy.
You want to bring up the shittiest week of my life.
But in reality, it's all about the duck. And I kind of feel bad, but I don't, because this is who I am as a human.
You're about to feel really bad after I tell you what you're saying and you don't even realize you're saying.
Oh no, I know what happened. You told me what happened. And I felt bad for some of the comments. Yeah, you told me what happened to your duck. And I said, is that dinner? And then I feel like you got a little upset at me. You're like, no. A hawk came and ripped its head off, we think. And I was going to reply with, well, still sounds like dinner, but I feel like you're way closer to your ducks than I would be, because that would have been a meal for my family.
I provide indoor swimming pools for my family, so you can.
Yeah,
suck
you
it.
Do. Apparently, it's almost wintertime in the NYC, so it's like, hey, we're gonna put an indoor pool. And why not?
That's why it's indoors now. Yeah. So let me tell you. Let's start off with the ducks before. No, let's start off with this. Let's start off with this. So,
was it more than one? Now I feel
It was one duck, but
okay.
It was one duck that the only time ever that my wife and so my wife usually lets the ducks out in the morning. And
I don't understand that. What do you mean out? Like, do you keep them inside and they're just like hanging out at the kitchen table and you're like, all right, duckies, no, it's time to go outside and play. Whee!
No, they were knocking on my door today though. No, so they have a chicken coop or a duck coop, I should say.
That's
and
so
I let them. I'm free range, so I let them free range.
Yep.
So they just go all over the yard all day, and then at night when it gets dark, I feed them again and I put them away, back in the coop, keep them safe. And the one time that my wife was like, "I'm gonna put the ducks away because Jesse wants to see my son, wants to see him again."
Uh oh.
So I said, "Okay," and she goes, "All right, they're all in. They were actually all in the because we keep the coop door open during the day anyway. I don't know. You like open it and just let them out, you know." Think to close it again, and she goes, they were already in there, and that's not likely that they do that often. So I said, okay, that's fine, that's cool. Scared. They're very well trained, I suppose. You know, they know it's getting dark, and she goes, but there's only five. I said, fuck, some one of them's probably behind a shed or something. I was like, all right, and it was dark at this point. It's like, all right, I'll go out. Waited like another 10 minutes, and I was like, all right, I'm going out. I'm getting up off this fucking couch, and I'm going. I went out, looked, couldn't find him. I'm using like my light on my flashlight. I was like, son of a bitch, man. Where is this fucking guy? I found it. And it was my favorite duck. It was the runt of the ducks. And it was a female. It was an egg layer. And she had her guts everywhere. And no head and no neck. And yeah, she was mangled. I'm starting to think it wasn't a hawk, though. The hawk was our obvious first guess. Because we have been sitting out there recently drinking coffee. Mm. And a hawk has dove down trying to get these ducks. It's been feet from our head. Like, that's crazy. But to me, the hawk would have scooped it up and hasta la vuegos.
Yeah, gone. You would have never found it. It would have taken
so
that
I'm thinking
to...
maybe it was like a rex.
No, I'm going to go cat. I'm going to go neighborhood cat. I feel like, you know, the neighborhood cats, they don't give a fuck, dude. They'll just sneak up in your yard. And they'll just be like, well,
yeah,
this
is
my fucking yard
big.
Now.
The duck is the size of the cat.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a raccoon, maybe.
Dude. Nah, raccoons aren't that surly. I feel like cats are going to get in there and just be like... Bitch, I don't like the way you're looking at me. I don't like your beak. And just the fact that you make a noise and it doesn't echo, I don't like you. And they came up and just like, I'm a New York cat, motherfucker. Just pulled out the middle finger claw and just went, thot.
You know what? My neighbor, who I know has cats, been a little distance the last couple of days. Mm. Maybe he fucking found a duck head on the side of his, like, you know, in his fucking, on his doormat or something.
Dude.
He's been a little fishy.
Dude,
sorry if you heard that splash, by the way. I just put my foot down and it splashed.
Growing up, I had my I had cats because we had some land, and obviously if you live and you have land, you have to have cats because they do a great job of getting rid of the rats and the other stuff and the mice and all the bullshit. But you learned really quick that if you walked into the garage, you number one, you turned the light on first, and you always watched where you stepped because those motherfuckers would leave the most random shit on that step, and it takes two times taking a sock or barefoot and going, I don't know what that didn't feel, that's not a step, and being like, fuck, and doing the weird hop step around. I fell down one time because I full committed to walking, and that was a bad idea. And I fell backwards. I hit my head on the door, but it was a, you know, it wasn't closed. It just kind of swung open, so then I didn't get a concussion or anything. But you fucking cats, dude. Those guys are, yeah. They just murder to murder. They're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna kill this thing because
Yeah.
it looked at me strange. And yeah, that's why I don't like cats, and I'm allergic, so that's another reason why I can't have cats in the house. I think cats are dicks at the end of the day. I mean, if you think about it, think about how big of an asshole you have to be to, if your human dies, you're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna eat your eyelids off now, motherfucker. Why don't you look at me? You're not looking at me? Fuck you. I'm gonna eat your eyelids. That's what cats do. Dogs,
It's ironic because
they like cuddle up next to you and like, I just want you to be alive. And they're like licking your face and they're just, I
yeah,
miss my human. You're
it's
so
ironic
cold. I'll
because
warm
the
you
only
up.
time the cat wants you to look at it is when you're dead.
Yeah.
That's it. All I mean, your whole life they're like, "Don't look at me, fucking loser."
Yeah. And then they turn
But
around, they
so the
show you their
water,
butthole. They're just like, here's my butthole. Hey, what do you think
God.
about this? Here's my fucking chocolate starfish. Why don't you, fuck you? And then they just walk away and they shake it at you. They're like, fuck you. That's a cat's way of saying fuck you, is when they stick their tail up, they shake their little butthole at you, and they walk away.
Yeah.
They do it with such fucking pizzazz and sass. They're just like,
Cats
meh.
fucking suck.
Cats are
Cats are
cunts.
fun. They're cons, dude. So the water, here's the
Oh
problem we've
no.
been having
Oh
for
goodness.
the last Halloween. I figured it out on Halloween.
So,
I was
okay.
like, I was putting the garbage out and we just got $600 worth of oil. And it's expensive, so it got us a little over half a tank. And I looked at it. And 4 days later, we got it 4 days before that when I looked at it, and we were less than a quarter of a tank. There's no way in 4 days I went through over a quarter of a tank. That's like 60 gallons worth of fucking oil. And we did turn the heat on a little bit just because my daughter needs it because it's cold and my daughter needs it to be a little warm. And I was
Hang
like,
on,
that is
wait. I have questions. Oil? What do you mean? What is oil? What do you? You've lost me. What do you mean? You got? I don't under. You got what? Oil? $600 worth of what?
Oil.
What
What
do you mean
is
oil?
I'm confused as to what you're confused about.
What do you mean
Like, you
oil?
know, to
Like cooking oil or like canola?
No, like di like
Olive.
diesel, like oil, like
Like diesel. The fuck you use what?
how do you heat your house, dude?
Well, we have natural gas, so it comes in and there's
Oh,
natural
okay.
gas
Yeah,
and it
well
burns
we
into a thing and it moves around. You've lived on the West Coast. You know what natural gas is. What the fuck is oil?
That's how we heat our houses, and that's how we heat our water as well, is
Huh?
the oil
How
burner.
does this explain? I don't know how this works.
All right, so it's, yeah, no, that's
Okay,
fine.
hang on,
So
hang the fuck on. You have now said something that I don't understand. I don't know this. I don't like this. I don't like that I don't know
cool.
this.
I'm just gonna
This is
wring
not
out my
fun for me.
slippers real quick, my because I've made contact with my socks within my slippers, so we are now wet feet.
That's the
And we
fucking
are only
worst.
14 minutes into this goddamn podcast. Let's we'll see how this goes.
Shit. This could be a quick one. Okay, no.
We have a
Explain, what is this?
250 gallon. So everybody has, not everybody, but 9 out of the 10 people, 90% of the people have like
Good
a
math.
250. Thank you. A 250 gallon tank that takes oil, and some people
Okay,
have
is this,
two, but
hang
most
on,
people have one.
is this oil or is this propane?
To oil.
Like, what kind of oil? I don't understand
Like
oil.
diesel.
That's not, that's
It's like
fuel.
diesel,
That's,
kind of. That's
diesel
gas. I get
is
it.
like
I
a,
get it. But it's oil. It's okay. It's oil. I'm telling you, it's oil. And we have a 250 gallon drum on the side of everybody's house. Some have it in the basement. I think nowadays you have to have it on the outside of your house unless you're grandfathered in, if I could be wrong, but whatever. Then that oil goes to an oil burner, and it's this big fucking thing. It's a big contraption that you have in a boiler room. Everybody's got a boiler room. And
nope, not everybody.
Well, we over here do. And that it what that does is it lights a fire, and then it heats up an oil a water tank, and that's how, and then the water goes, and that's how you get hot water, and that's how you get radiating heat and all that shit.
What the
mm-hmm.
fuck? This is how West Coast I am. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Like, well, seriously. That is,
so anywho,
that is why
I burned through like $400 worth of oil in 4 days. So
you have
like,
literal petroleum tanks, right? It's either petroleum or it is kerosene, or I mean, it's some sort
it's
of
kerosene.
So petroleum tanks in New York. So New York City adopted a new heating oil regulation, required owners of nearly 10,000 to find use of number 6 and number 4 heating oils. What number do you have?
Oil, like the same thing everybody's got.
Number 6?
You just call up the oil company and say, hey, nobody knows. That's a thing that nobody
out.
Even thinks about. You just fuck. Wow. And right now, let me tell you how expensive. Oil is at like almost $6 a gallon right now. And you need like 250 gallons.
What?
Do that fucking math.
Hang on. How long does
Well, actually, you get 200 gallons. They don't ever fill it all the way up to the top. And that'll last like all summer.
Okay. So
one tank, but in the winter you fill up like 2 to 3 times. So you're looking right now. It's
what?
So expensive. So like, you know, you're filling up like $1,400 every 6 weeks.
Oh my God. That's fucking wild.
Yeah. So anywho,
do we pay,
let me explain.
Hang on
so
a second.
For the
we
people
pay...
that don't know.
For like natural gas, so we have natural gas here that we use to burn and you know, make heat and whatever that heats our water heater and all the other shit. And I want to say it's like $20 or $30 a month, maybe 40 at the most, but like when it gets chilly. But that's it, and that's cooking because we cook with
I
gas.
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
That's fucking
not
nuts.
Us. Yeah.
Dude, my mind is so fucking blown
here.
Right now. That's how blown my
yeah, well,
I don't...
That's how we do it. And
what?
So I noticed and I was like, hold on, we just filled up and I was fucking furiating. So I was like, I went into my oil burner room and I was like, let me just so I
have
a setting
room?
Where it's like, all right. Yeah, it's like a big closet kind of.
Okay.
That have like fire doors and shit.
What?
So
Jesus Christ.
I was like, let me see it. I open up that door, and it was 110 degrees in that room.
Oh,
it was boiling.
That's
like,
not good.
That's not good. And then I realized that my fucking burner was just running constantly.
Oh, no.
And I was like, because it's only supposed, there's like, it looks like a propane tank that water goes in, and that's what gets heated up. And then, you know, so you have a 5 gallon drum worth of hot water, right?
Okay.
So when that gets low, it heats up more. It kicks on. It heats up more water. You know, this way you have hot water on demand. But it must have been running for 4 days straight because it never stopped. I'm like, well, hold on, that's fucking weird. So I was like, kind of freaking out. I was like, why the fuck isn't this not shutting off? First thing is like, oh, the thermostat must be a short in the thermostat. You know, that tells it to kick on. I looked at that. Everything was fine. I wired it back up. Nope, no issue there. Eventually, couldn't figure it the fuck out. I just turned my fucking, I turned my oil burner off. Like, there's like a kill switch. It's like, fuck it. Turn it off. I turned it off and I still heard water running. And I was like, why? Because what it tells me is something is drawn. Not my cold water. Cold water doesn't run through it. You know, you don't need it for cold water. You only need it for the warm water. Right? Because you're heating it up through that system.
Right,
now,
right,
like,
right. That makes sense.
Something is telling me that there's something is wrong with the hot water section of my house.
No.
So I was kind of bugging out a little bit. But when I turned it off, I heard water still running through the pipes, and it never stopped. And I was like,
"That's
where
good.
Is this water going to?
That's yeah.
So what's telling me is the reason I was going through so much oil is because water was constantly getting pulled out of my reserve tank.
Yep.
You know, where it gets hot, you know, and going somewhere when no hot water is being pulled anywhere. So I was
studio.
I have a fucking leak somewhere.
Yep. It's going right into your studio. Didn't know that. It's filling up your studio. Fucking hell.
So
can we change topic? You haven't had hot water? Wait. No. You haven't had hot water?
I turn it on every now and again, just like, all right, we're showering. Let's turn it on for an hour, and I'll turn it back off. And I was like figuring it out. I'm like, what am I going to do?
How long has it been going on? For like a couple days?
Halloween.
So
that was the reason for the whiskey. But anyway, yeah, let's change topics. I'm drinking hard tonight.
Yeah, fucking pitter patter. Check this can out, dude. I gotta show you this can. Look at that. I like it. Here's why I like this. And this is the only reason that I bought this is it is called Not for the Likes IPA, because I feel like the reason that we do this podcast is not, we don't do it for the likes. We really don't. Honestly, and we have way more listeners than I thought we'd ever have. I don't fucking care. I do this for the love of the craft. I do it for the love of my co-host. I do it for the love of making you, Mr. Delicati, laugh. That is my sole purpose. When this thing turns on, when that light's on, when this mic's on, when this camera's on, the only purpose I have is to make you fucking giggle. And that is why I got this fucking can, Not for the Likes.
Hell yeah.
Absolution Brewing Company. I've had them before. They've got some tasty shit. Here's what they have on the top. Do you recall when you would go to your favorite bottle shop because your friend told you about an awesome beer they bought? I can't read that because you guys have to remember that certain colors don't go well with others, specifically with old motherfuckers. Absolution remembers we loaded this IPA with mountains of hops to give you something special to talk about, a beer that shies away from the app likes. This brew doesn't want it. Just tell a friend and enjoy. Just between us, our little secret. Hashtag IYKYK. I don't know what the fuck that means. I feel like that. I don't like that.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't like it. Fuck you guys. You know, I know that I like beer.
I think that's what it stands for, though. I think that's what that stands for. I heard it. My little cousin said it once, and I was like, she said, ick, ick.
I was like, what the fuck? Ick. That's fucking tasty. And shout out to these motherfuckers for making this beer. That's really good.
They don't give a shit if you like it or not. Give a shit if you like it. That's the thing.
You know what? I will post a picture and say, eh.
Like, I liked it, but I don't give a shit if you like it or not. I
liked it, but I don't fucking care if you like that I liked it. Fuck your likes. Fuck your couch.
Should we hire more people to just punch people in the face one time? Just a single punch?
Yes.
You pay a fee. You pay probably a premium, but it's like, oops, you're an asshole, and you just got punched.
Just pop him.
Send a punch.
Send a punch. What were those things back in the day? I think they still do them. Where you send somebody to sing a carol at your door,
caroling?
No, not caroling, but. You had like you sent somebody and they delivered like a note or a message, but verbally, not just like, here's a card. Oops.
Well, guys, this has been fun. I guess I'll deal with this flood now.
Oh, shit. To be fair, we're recording late in the night, so I've had too many beers. That'll get edited out. That's fine. No one cares.
No, we don't edit shit out.
We don't edit most shit out. What were those things called? They had like the sexy girl come over and she'd have like lingerie and she'd like sing a song at your door.
I was thinking you were so wholesome for a second. Kids together and knocking on the door and singing sweet, sweet Christmas carols.
I'm talking about the fucking, they did it in the movie Elf, where it's like the elf shows up and he's like, "Hey, is this one of those things?" And he's like, "No, it's not." And then it's
joke went over my head because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't think we watch the same porn.
We don't. You know. No, you don't watch movies. I do watch movies.
Hey, can I tell you what I'm watching right now? It's fucking good.
All right.
It's called The Watcher.
Oh, shit. Netflix. We haven't started it. On Netflix, is it good?
Oh, dude. I let my house flood for a week, apparently, to watch this. Because, we've watched it for the last 3 days, and I had major issues going on, and I knew I did, and I canceled to watch the show. I'm into it. I'm addicted. I said, yeah, tomorrow I'll call the homeowner's insurance.
That's when you know a show is good, when you're just like, that's going to wait. I need to go watch this television program.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really fucking good. It's really good. Yeah, so, and apparently it's based on a true story. So many twists and turns.
I saw that, and because we watched, the wife and I watched the preview for it, and we're like, hey, what's going on here? And it's like based on a true story. I'm like, ooh, really? Where is this?
Right in my neck of the woods. Well, New Jersey.
No, it's not your.
So, yeah, the armpit of America.
No. Nah, yeah. I don't know if that's the armpit. I feel like, I mean, if you were to take America and put it kind of on its head, right? So Florida is like the right testicle, like New Jersey would be the taint.
Mm. No, I'm saying it's the armpit of America, and yeah, Florida is definitely like the cock. You know, it's definitely the groin of it. Texas.
That's too
is
respectful, though. I feel like for Florida, they don't deserve the cock.
I don't know. A very small part is like, are they onto something that nobody else is? But then I say, no, they're not. No, they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
You know
think
what it is?
Are.
Wet socks makes me start thinking crazy. That's what it is. Wet socks start to make me think ridiculous things. Wet socks. Did you see the people that walk on the beach in socks? What?
What kind of asshats are these guys? I mean, what? Who?
Oh, they're the... Oh, Jesus. Yeah, these are real people. These are... Unlike God, these things are real. This actually happens. Sorry. I don't mean to knock your God. I don't mean to knock your God. I don't mean that. No, stop that. I'm just saying there's thousands of gods, and I'm sure the one you have is real. I'm sure the one you believe in is real, but everybody else is just loony bins.
And to be fair,
sorry, wet socks makes me say some shit.
We're also 101 deep, and we haven't been canceled yet, so fuck them if they can't take a joke. So, yeah, religion? Why not? Let's tackle that. We're not going to go as far as Kanye West has gone. Because I feel like that is...
Jesus.
You have to see the line in the sand and understand how far past that line he went. I mean, look, okay, at the end of the day, for those folks that have been along for this journey, 101 episodes with us, y'all know that we get to that line, we'll tease the other side of it. We'll dip a testicle on the other side of that line. We may
I'm itching my balls now.
You all right? You good?
I didn't realize the camera. I didn't realize the camera was so low. Deep. He's scratching my balls. And I went in. I didn't even go above the pants. I went in, and I knew it when I prepped my hand first. I warmed my hand up first outside the pants.
Full Al Bundy all got that caught. Shit. Just Al Bundy, straight down trouser.
I'm gonna raise this camera a little bit. There we go. Because that's not gonna be the only time I do that this episode.
Oh fuck no. No, but seriously, I mean, we get to that line. We get it. We you know, tease the other side of it, right? I mean, we get there. We know how to flirt.
We tickle
with the other side of where we should be. We and again, at the end of the day, it's comedy, and I think that's where the separation is a little bit. When you look at somebody like Mr. West, he's not a comedian. He has historically never been a comedian. He's an artist. He does,
but he's always been a little funny. That guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's a different always kind been... of funny, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we're not laughing with him.
No, nope. And guess what? Either is Adidas and like Skechers and like all of the other places that he had like deals with. They're like, bro, seriously?
Did you see that? Did you see him when he's dropping the comedy? He's like, I could say whatever the fuck I want, and they'll never drop me. And then there's just a clip of him getting dropped.
Drop. Yep. You can't. You've seen the scale, right? The fuck around and find out scale.
I know that scale, yeah.
He went to 10 on fuck around, and they went to 10 on find out. I mean,
which is unheard of, typically.
You can't go there. You can't. I mean, there's a bar graph showing that.
Can we explain what exactly it was? Now, I don't want this to be very innocent, and I want this to be just factual. What exactly, Logan, can you explain to me? Because I'm very secondhand knowledge on this right now. So can you explain it to me? What exactly did he say? Was it a one-time comment, or is it a continuous thing?
I feel like he has made comments in the past, and then he kind of topped it off with a very anti-Semitic statement. That for those that don't know what anti-Semitic means, he said something really bad about Jews, and my thing and my belief, and I feel like this goes with all comedy, and I feel like it actually goes with just life in general, is intent. Where is the intent behind it, right? Like, when we say things, sure. Our intent is to be funny. We want to say things to kind of push the envelope. We want to make jokes. We want to be living on that edge and kind of we like to fuck around.
Right.
But we're not 10 fuck around. We're like
Jared Fogle. Four. Right. We're like Jared Fogle. The intent was there. He purposely was exploiting children for his sexual gratification. But that's Jared Fogle. You know, that's
was it?
Well, we
was that,
that's a Subway
you,
guy. Yeah.
I was going to say, are you talking about Jared from Subway?
Yeah. Yeah. Jared from Subway. I'll be honest, I feel like a lot of us should have seen that coming a little bit, a little bit earlier than it came out. I think that one was like, that one probably wasn't all that hard to research. If we did a little bit more, we could have seen that coming. But he's still in jail, I think, and he's still skinny.
They got a lot of Subway sandwiches in prison. No, they don't. They have like fucking shit on the shingle.
I didn't know.
Or like Jell-O.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that they. I didn't. But a lot of comedians bash on Jared Fogle for being who he is, and I say rightfully so, but credit where credit is due, still held off that weight in the prison. Now, myself, if I was a super, super, super large dude my whole life, then got super skinny and made a fuck ton of money, and then went to jail for my antics, I think I'm gaining all that weight back immediately, because I don't want to be fucking a twig, because you know his frame can handle that weight, that extra weight that he could toss around.
Sure. I mean, he's got big calves. I mean, have you seen the man? He's got some big calves.
Yeah, well, those calves have been carrying 400 pounds his whole life.
Hundreds and hundreds of pounds. No, I understand that.
Right, but he capped it off. And my thought is he's probably not too worried about getting raped. I'm thinking. That was another search history of his, I'd imagine, after what he went through.
So I have a question for you. And
sure.
So Kanye's post was something along the lines like, about to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. Y'all fucked around and blackballed people and blah, 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 blah. Now, do you think that's a call out to the people in the establishment, like that, the music community, that establishment, and that, and saying, "Hey, I think you guys are doing some shady shit," or do you think it was a like anti-Semitic Jew? I don't like you. And I mean, this also coming from the guy that wears White Lives Matter shirts and hats and shit. So I mean,
no, I think it's all rightfully so. I think. Yeah, I think he got what he had coming. I think he was probably not the worst, but not the best person either. I think he's mentally unfit. Will be honest. I think he's mentally unfit.
Yep. That's kind of that was the direction that I was going with it. I just feel like,
but I don't know, because here's the thing: is like he does a lot of shit where he wants to quote unquote push that envelope, like you were mentioning, but he does it in such a distasteful way, because I think he's so desperate for attention right now I think this man can't fathom people not absolutely drawn to him. And I think going throughout life, and the paparazzi's, you know, glimmering away. Now he's, where he used to get fucking, you know, 100 people trying to take pictures of him, he's only getting 2 or 3, and they're like, yeah, not a lot. And like, and then people online are kind of bashing him because they're like realizing like all the craziness that he's doing. Like, you know what, dude, this is not that much of a game anymore. Like, it's not really that like entertaining. It's kind of just sad at this point. And then, you know, he gets divorced, and then he's losing a lot of money. He's not making great music. He's really clearly on the downfall, where like, it's been a long time coming, but then he was always like, no, I can get it back. It's like a guy at a casino, you know, he's always like, I can get it back. Just another $100, another $100. I can get it back. Yep. And they just get worse and worse. Yep. And then they're sucking dick on the side of the highway, just trying to get their next casino fix, you know?
So are you saying that Kanye West is about to suck some dick? Is that what we're saying here? Live on national radio?
2 years, we're 3 months. I give it 2 years, 3 months until he has a dick in his mouth.
So I think that a couple of things publicly. So I think that a couple of things. One, you know, I agree with Twitter, and I think it's a really good idea that we should limit what is said by people that have a mental deficiency. And I think that Kanye West falls in that category. I think there's other people in that category as well. Not dropping any Biden hints, but I think that
not dropping any what? What was that last part?
I didn't say it. But if you have if your mental capacity is diminishing, I think that we should look at that, because you're not clearly all there, and maybe we should limit the tweets that we put out there from the White House, and just say that, hey, maybe, you know, this isn't
The connection must be poor, because I think you're incompletion on your sentences there.
I don't say anything. It's just a weird, maybe there's a glitch in the reception recording. I don't know. Wi-Fi is kind of messed up. But there, we should do that, right? So if you have somebody that clearly is mentally unstable, Biden, and you look at that and go, hey, maybe we shouldn't allow them to tweet anything, you block them. And they've done a great job with Kanye, and I think there should be other examples out there. I can't really think of any off the top of my head, but you know, there are some maybe that we should look at and say, hey, maybe it's not a good idea that you post things on Twitter anymore, or any, you know, public speaking maybe should be prohibited, right? Because I feel like Kanye is not getting up in front of people and saying anything right now. I mean, he can't, because they've kind of taken that platform away from him. And I think there's other individuals potentially that should happen to as well. You know, that just my opinion. I don't know. I mean, I just think that if you don't have the full mental capacity to create a coherent sentence, then maybe you shouldn't talk. Maybe you just kind of take a step back and I don't know, let somebody else speak.
You know, my feet are freezing.
It's just the dedication. I have to applaud you right now. I mean, we're 40 minutes in. I got to applaud you for the dedication. Just knowing that
can I lift
full
the foot? Can
wet. Yeah. Let's see that.
Can I lift the foot? Here we go. I'll lift just.
Dude, that's full. That's not even a drip. That's more like a.
Look at it. Oh, my God. This is how high it is on my foot. What are we saying? That is 2 inches high? Am I sitting in 2 inches of water here?
Dude, that looks like 6 to me.
Look at this. I'm not kidding you, dude. I'm not kidding you. You better love me. Secondly, maybe we should have a social media that bans all people once they get to a certain level of fame. So how, instead of on the opposite end of, like, instead of glorifying getting a blue check mark, you know, I'm a celebrity, I get the blue check mark, you know, big following, maybe we should have when you get the to the stage where you would get a blue check mark, you get dropped from the app, and leave it to dumb idiot normal people. Because
or how about another influence. How about if you have a blue check mark or you have that influence, you have a certain amount of followers and you post a lot of shit, every single one of your things that you post goes through a moral intermediary, right? So somebody that has these moral ethics just goes through it and looks at it and they're like, what would Jesus say? Oh, I don't think you should be saying that. Oh, no, that's...
Yeah, but then you're controlling the narrative. What if when you get a blue check mark, you just go to a different...
You don't think we're fucking audience. Doing that already?
Well, of course we are, but that's the problem. Jesus. You need to stop doing that. But what if when you get a blue check mark, you only can illustrate or tweet, whatever the fuck you want to call it, to other blue check marks? Because then they're like, then it's back to an even playing field. It's a bunch of everybody's on the even playing field. We're like,
is it though?
We're all normal people. We work normal jobs. We yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, it's a bunch of nobody's, not to offend anybody, but, you know, normal folk, you know, the good in the world. The normal folk are the good in the world. You know, your voice is being heard by people that are similar to you. It doesn't matter your political views or whatever. It matters that, you know, just they're similar people. Now, if you get to a certain status of fame, then you get a blue check mark, and then you go into a different. You can't correspond with the normal everyday people. You only can correspond to other famous people who are influenced by you.
How many people do you think right now?
Mass influence is bad all the time. Mass influence is never good.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And we've seen that with what's a great example that we can see that one person had mass influence over a country or region?
Jim Jones, and he made everybody drink Kool-Aid. Oh, Hitler was you know what? Arguably worse.
I mean, that was probably Stalin. He didn't make everybody drink Kool-Aid though, right? I mean, Jim Jones was like, hey, you fuckers need to drink this Kool-Aid, and they're like, okay, that sounds like a great idea. We're gonna see the spaceship on the back of this meteor or this comet, Halley's comet. Is it Halley's comet that's coming through here? We're gonna be on this spaceship. That was Jim Jones, right? Was he the...
I acted it. I was Tim Carter in Jim Jones.
You were in that movie.
In that film. Yeah. So his thing was that everybody was catching on to the good that they were doing, and they were starting to get ridiculed, and everybody's going to take what we have and what we built and yada, yada, yada.
That's where he went to what? Central America? Central or South?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And right.
Or was it like was it like Mexico?
Exactly where it was.
Was it Mexico or Central?
No, Central America.
Or South?
I don't know if it was South America. Regardless,
dude,
it was
hot
in
the
jungle.
Girls in like South America, like Argentinian girls. Have you ever seen like an Argentinian girl like in person?
You know what, dude? It's just beauty. It's beauty, and that just goes to say that you can buy beauty. Well, you can if you buy hookers. But
or you
that,
buy an Argentinian.
That could be sex trafficking. A place just, dude, news article just broke. 10 minutes from where I live, like 15 minutes from where I live, a motel that we all know this motel.
All right.
Just got busted for allowing and advocating for sex trafficking.
So is sex trafficking really bad?
Well, I'd say yeah.
No, so hang on. I want to talk about this.
I got wet ankles, so not that bad, but pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not as bad as wet ankles. So I have a question. If we really think about this, right? If we think about what it actually means, why would we not make this a legal business? If we make it a legal business, we can regulate. And we can understand that these people have, like, I mean, we can control wages, we can control rights, we can give them benefits, we can say, hey, here's some health benefits. You know, we need you to go get checked at least every other day.
Because that's
based on how much dick
that
you're
getting. Work for prostitution. That would work for prostitution. No, but the sex trafficking.
How's it different from sex trafficking? No. Let's spin that a little bit. Let's say, okay, all right, hey, I want to start a business. I want to bring up.
I love where you're going.
I want to bring up some beautiful women out of Argentina and like where's another place where like Brazil, like some Brazilian women.
So you're saying you just want to be an international company?
Sure, international company where, hey, maybe, you know, we got some Egyptian broads that want to come over and hang out with us too. Or maybe if you're from Palestine, you got a nice rack. All right, maybe just come hang out for a minute. And you come into this organization, and this organization is, yeah, it's a sex trade, right? I mean, it's basically a gentleman accompaniment, right? So you're going to hang out with a guy. He's probably going to want you to blow him. Probably going to have sex with him, but it's protected sex. Here's a condom. Here's all the condoms you're ever going to need. We're going to pay your medical benefits. We're going to pay you a salary on top of whatever they tip you. Why would that not be why is that frowned upon? Why can't we do that?
Because
it would eliminate the sex trade. I'm sorry, sex trafficking, because it's like, look, yeah, if just come here and do this and you get paid, you get benefit. Russian girls or Ukrainian girls or girls from whatever, the block, anywhere in there that are hot. Just come over here. Just whatever. Just come on down.
Because what you're explaining is that's voluntary, which is then in turn prostitution. Prostitution is now, I can see the emails coming already. I'm not saying prostitution is always voluntarily. But
it,
what you're saying
for
is,
hang on a second, for the most part, I lived in Nevada. So in Nevada, prostitution is legal. So that is hey, I want to go do this. I can make a fuck ton of money. Right. And that's what
it
is.
So then that's prostitution. So what you're doing
this.
Is you're now taking,
I've been to the Bunny Ranch. I've been to the Bunny Ranch. No, I didn't buy anything.
You've been to the
twice.
Wasn't there a show about that, a late night show?
Yeah, I actually know a girl that was on it.
Big fat bald guy was the owner.
Yep, I met him.
Yeah, I used to watch that on
nice
my
guy.
I used to
super nice
watch
guy,
that on my box TV. I used to watch that shit on my box TV back
Dude,
in the day.
Check
it was
this
like,
out, bro.
It would come
bro,
on at
check
like 1 a.m. I used to love that shit.
I was living in Reno. I was at the Red Lobster in Reno, right on McCarran. And I remember I'm sitting at the bar with this girl. We were talking or whatever at the time. And I look over and Dennis Hoff, I think was his name. I'm pretty sure it's Dennis Hoff. He comes walking.
Holy shit, that's unlocking some sick memories in my fucking bank.
Dude, I got
right now
he's
my old box
worse
TV
for
in
me.
My childhood
they're worse,
bedroom.
They're worse for me. He comes walking in. He walks over and sits down, and we start talking up, and I'm like, you look familiar. He goes, yep. And he's got like, I mean, at the time he was, I don't even know how old he was, in his late 50s, early 60s, and he's got this smoke show next to him. I'm like, yeah, y'all look real familiar. He goes, yeah, you know, you may be seeing this on TV. I'm like, all right. So we start talking, have a couple drinks, and then he leaves. I'm like, all right. And the girl I'm with, she's like, you don't know who that was? I'm like, he looked like a nice guy. And she goes, all right. So we leave. We go back to her place. She puts it on HBO because she had it recorded. And she goes, watch this. And I go, oh, that's that guy. We just saw that guy. I bought that guy a drink. Yeah. Fucking wild, dude. And then later,
yeah,
so his ranch was on the way to one of my favorite golf courses that I used to play back in the day. They actually used to have Q1, so Q school. So for qualifying school for the tour, they had Q1, stage one at a golf course just right outside of where the Bunny Ranch was. So I had a not great round. I'm like, fuck it, we're going to the ranch. And it was me and four other dudes, and we went to the ranch. And we got the tour, and we walked around, and I didn't do anything because I don't believe in that shit because I'm way too good looking to pay for it. But it was kind of cool to see it. The second time I was there, they were actually filming, and they asked us to sign a waiver. I said I wouldn't. So if you ever watch the show and there's a blurry face, it's mine. Because I was thinking at the time, I'm like, hey, I don't need to be on this fucking show. and because I was trying to play golf for a living and all that fun stuff. So,
no, I did see that, and it was you getting pegged, right? I remember.
Here it is, dude. They had a full piss room. There it is. They had a piss room. They had a fucking piss. We did the tour, and we walked back, and they had this table. And right below the table was this drain. And they're like, yeah, you can do pretty much whatever you want to do in here. We walked by where the hot tubs were, and they're like four hot tubs. Dude, by the way, the cameras make that place look legit. When you're there, you're like, I need a hepatitis shot. I need a fucking tetanus shot. I need, can you give me just all of the penicillin? I just want it all. Just give it to me just in case I don't, I touched like a seat that was, it just, I don't know. It didn't look right. It had a little wave to it. It's probably fine, but can I have I just need some penicillin. Just, can I do a shot of penicillin? Can you just give me the bottle and I'll just chug it? Is that okay? Can I do that? That's how I felt both times when I left there.
Yeah. I feel like what it looks like is my background. Like just there everywhere. Ugh.
No, it's not that. I mean, it doesn't look like semen sprayed on the wall. I mean, it was clean and that aspect. I mean, you could walk through it and you're like, I'm not sticky, but there was also things where you're like, I feel like there's AIDS on this stool right here. That I don't trust. And oof. Oh, who was the broad? Who was the chick? Air Force Amy. I met Air Force Amy.
I remembered that name.
Yeah, neither did I. I did not remember. I didn't think I could remember that. But yeah, no, wow. I met her, dude. It was
shit from my childhood.
Dude, Reno was a wild fucking time for me, man. It was, there's a lot of things that you'll never hear on this podcast that I'm not proud of from that time of my life.
And that is not one of them. He's actually still stoked about that. He
I have no issue with that one. No, I'm proud of that because I went in there. I didn't do anything. I went on the tour. The girl was super nice. She gave me the tour. She was super, super sweet, super pretty. And, you know, we went back to her little, she had a little room in there. And I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's like, hey, you want me to give you a massage? I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm good. I want to go hang out with my friends and drink a beer at the bar. It's like, oh, you don't want to hang out with me? I'm like, no, I do. But I also know what that involves. And yeah, no disrespect, but I want to go hang out with my friends. And she's like, you look tense. I'm like, I am, and I want to go. And then we left. But yeah, they have these little rooms. It's kind of weird. I don't know, man. It's
you
a weird.
Right after she sucked your dick from the back.
Nope. No, definitely not, dude. I can't do that, dude. That's not in my. Like, you see the stories, right? And you've heard stories of the guys that they're just like, hey, I had a long day at work. I get in my car and I cruise down on Skid Row and I find some hooker and let her get in my truck and I let her suck my dick. And I'm like, I could never do that. I could never. And I know for those of you that know me and like some that don't, I don't use absolutes, right? Never, always. Those are absolutes. So when I say never, I fucking mean never. I could never let some strange woman in my truck and go, hey, I'm going to suck your dick. And I'm like, all right, here you go. And nope, that would never happen.
Not when she sounds like that. Jesus, not with that octave.
Fair. Yeah. Okay.
I want to suck your dick.
Hi, I want to suck your dick.
I want to suck that meat off that dick. You've
got a pretty beard. I want to touch it. I want to pet your beard, and I want to suck your dick.
No, never. Like, I don't care how sexy your voice is or whatever. I'm not gonna pick up some strange broad and say she'd be like, for $20, I'll make you fucking holler.
Which voice you thought was sexier?
I don't have a sexy woman voice. I don't. I don't think I can do one. Unless you think for $20, I can make you holler is sexy, then that's all I got. I got the Nick voice. I got your voice.
I'll be honest.
Down. I've got it dialed.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. You don't
I
now.
Do.
Oh, but pause. You don't. You don't need
I
to prove
do.
It. But now back I to what. Now to your prostitution. That your prostitution argument. You said we should make sex trafficking legal. What you're saying is we should make prostitution legal and have the voluntary aspect.
Yes.
Sex trafficking strictly involves kidnapping people and transporting and making them disappear forever into the sex trade.
No, okay, I know what that means.
Into
I know.
Prostitution.
Yep.
So that you can make sex trafficking legal, you can make prostitution legal, which would then in turn, hopefully, solve some of the, well, I don't know. You think that would solve sex trafficking? If you make prostitution legal, you think it would solve sex trafficking? I'm going to say no.
Why?
Because just like everything else, if it's accessible, people want it less. So then you would now kidnap people that do not want it, which nobody wants to be sex trafficked, but I'm saying.
But if you're saying, hey, you know what, no one really wants this anymore because it's readily available, that would eliminate kind of that thing. And I feel like the same thing goes with the drug trade, right? So if you say, hey, let's make cocaine legal, let's make heroin legal, let's make all of these things legal, and also in that we can regulate the amount that you get and all of these. So we reduce overdoses, we reduce illegal money coming in. So we kind of fuck Mexico, but that's okay. And you know, you adjust a little bit and say, okay, this is now legal. We could control it. People are like, all right, I can go do this if I want to. And it's not that big of a deal. Everybody's okay with it. And then you see that deaths and all of the things associated with it, they start to fall down because everybody's like, oh, I can go do this on a Saturday and no one's going to question me about it. It's totally fine. And people do it less. It's controlled. There's less overdoses. No one dies from a fentanyl overdose because we can regulate getting.
Yeah, you totally eliminate that, which is.
Well, not totally. But I mean, you do it. You control it more.
Dividends. Right? Yeah, right. Yeah.
But the other side of that, though, is, okay, so we've now made all of the things legal. So what now becomes illegal? Because there's going to be those people that try to push that envelope. There's those people that are like, fuck it, I'm going to go high and hard, and I want to see what this does. I want to see what happens when I go full throttle through an intersection doing 100 miles an hour. Let's see what happens. Let's roll the dice.
Do it if you're on a motorcycle.
Fuck it, right? I mean, and don't wear a helmet. If you're in Arizona, it's just like, I'm going to go 100 miles an hour right through this intersection. Fuck it. Boom, you're going to hit that Toyota. You're going to go right over the handlebars, and then you're not going to
be around. Where do Americans stop? Where does that theory with Americans stop? Okay, so.
Japan.
Murder. Hold on. Jesus Christ. Hold on, man. Oh, my God. That could mean a couple things. God damn, my feet are cold. Holy hell. So if you were to make murder legal, I think America would fucking run with that. They'd be like, all right, sick.
Ooh.
See, now it does the opposite effect. You know, now you're not. Now it's not losing its polish. Now it's you know, you spit shine that bitch. People are gonna be fucking murdering. Who's the first person you murder? And if you name somebody specifically, we're hanging up.
No. It's that piece of shit. I'm telling you right now. It's the piece of shit that is on their phone at the red light, and they're just looking down, and the red light turns green,
like
a minute later, you're on your horn going, hey, motherfucker, move your shit. Get off your fucking phone. Like that guy?
Yeah, don't say
like
a minute. Not a minute. I'm saying you're a four-second beeper. Four seconds. Let's count.
I give it five.
Two. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, no.
So the light changes
seconds.
Now. Ready. You're waiting. The light changes now. Tell me when you beep. Ready, set, go. Light change.
Horn.
That was 3.5. That's 3.5 right there.
Yeah, I'm a three second.
That's not a lot of time.
It's really
not. That's not a lot of time.
And in that time, I mean, now it's click, click, and it's, okay, one, two, shots fired. That's what it's
I'm just like a grandmother getting ready, like, all right, green line.
But here's, hang on a second.
The chaos. And you're like, ah, pop, 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 pop. And then like, damn. She owned a business for fucking 45 years and you just killed her. And you ate at that muffin shop.
Nah. Well, maybe. but here's the other side of that, though, too, is that, dude, have you ever driven around in Arizona? Have you ever driven around? Let me rephrase that question. Have you ever driven around in an open carry state?
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, people drive a little bit different in those states, man. I drive in Arizona. People a little bit more respectful because they don't. I mean, they're like, hey, you know, he may have that Sig Sauer just you know right between his seat cushions.
But now, what is it? Even arguably
get out of line a little bit.
Is it arguably scarier if somebody is like knowingly not giving a fuck though, like driving around like, nah, I don't care. I don't like quiet, but like light turns.
Maybe
put my phone down because then you're like, hold on, that man is prepared for this. Like that man is waiting, wanting this.
Yeah, there's that balance, right?
That's like so that's where it, Liam Neeson shit.
But that's where it levels out, right? So I think at the beginning there's going to be the everybody. It's just everybody's going ham, right? Just fuck this guy, get out of my way, blah blah, and then it's going to turn into. Maybe he was prepared because you're going to hear the stories of that guy that was like, fuck this guy. He's in my fucking way. And then the guy that's in his fucking way is like, I was prepared for this day, motherfucker. Dot, dot. And then, yeah, other guy's not around anymore. Yeah. So you're going to hear those stories. So it's going to get to that point.
Right
like out of the gate, it's going to be absolute chaos. And then it's like, I give it with social media, I give it like 3 days. Like three days.
Wow.
And then people are like, oh, okay. All right. So
wow.
The fuck around and find out meter is off the charts. And
we're back to that chart. Yeah.
There's a lot of people out here,
which is crazy.
A lot of people out here trying to find out. And guess what? I ain't trying
Gary
to find
made
out.
A bigger chart.
Yeah, man. I think that's going to be the sign when we move into the new house. It's going to be protected by F-O-F-O. F-A-F-O. Sorry, F-A-F-O.
Dude, we got a FAFO right in. Holy
we got a
shit.
FAFO.
Oh. You think you're doing good in life? You think you're good? Yeah. How do you think you're doing in life right at this moment?
FAFO.
In life collectively. How are you feeling?
FAFO.
Okay, you know what? That
actually am I doing?
Adds up. It fucking works out.
Kind of does. I think I'm doing. I have no idea how I'm doing. I just, you know, I'm living one day.
Yeah, look. Can I be honest with you? That was my immediate answer. I asked myself that like an hour ago, or hold on, we've been in an hour and 5 minutes. I asked myself that like an hour and 30 minutes ago before I found the flood. I literally asked myself that at the kitchen sink, and I said. I don't know. I don't know, man. My answer was, we'll see. It was not enough of a concern to be like, I think I got to change some shit, or like, I'm doing great. It was I don't know. I have no fucking idea how I'm doing. It's a confusing time. So I'm glad. I think maybe a lot of people feel like that, but if nonetheless you feel like that, and I thank you because that makes me feel better.
So I mean, sometimes I guess.
Dude, it's swinging left and right each day. Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Dick or?
Mm-mm. Swing would be a liberal term.
I'm just saying like swinging back and forth, just a dick.
You talking same side every day? You talk same side?
Oh yeah, no, it's got to be. It feels different if in like a not a comfortable way. Like I'll be driving down down the street. Sometimes and it's over on the left hand side. I'm like, this isn't right.
I am a
it
left
doesn't,
guy. I'm a left
yeah,
guy.
No, I gotta be on the right hand side. You know, I just up the right thigh, I think, or down the right thigh, I guess, is where it likes to be. And when it goes over to the left side, it feels like a stranger, you know, and it's hairy, so it feels like a strange man, and I don't like it like immediately.
Sure. I think it has a lot to do with fishing. It has a lot to do with fishing. I tuck on the left hand side, left pant leg because of fishing. So now, what do we do in life? What is sure? Allow me. What do we do in life? The male species is always the human species, I should say, is all about self-protection, right? You do certain things. We're still animals, right? So we still have natural instincts to protect certain things. If something is trampling you, you cover your head, right?
Sure.
You know, you're constantly covering your balls. Shit like that. Like, you don't even realize, but you're going to protect your head and your face. It's natural. Sure. So now human instinct would tell us, or animalistic instincts would tell us to always be ready for a fight. You never know what's going to happen, right? Now, I'm a righty. So that means my left foot and my left side is forward because I'm cocking back that right. You know, a couple jab, jab, rights. Jab, jab with the left, right hook coming in. Right.
Wait, hang on. So I'm sorry. Paint that picture again for me. So you're right-handed. So your left foot is forward, right?
Of course.
Right. So it would make more sense for your dick to be back and behind, right?
No.
Because your dick's protected by your left leg.
No, see, I'm telling you, fishing. I just told you it's about fishing.
I don't understand
right?
what the fuck fishing has to do with this. Okay, keep going because I'm hoping that you're going to connect some dots because there's a lot of dots out there right now that are just, I fucking feel like they're randomly placed out there.
My left foot.
It's like weird art, like behind you.
My left side is forward. My left side is forward with.
With your dick.
With my worm. With my worm, right? Right there in the present, right?
Just that little inchworm. Just like inching its way forward.
You wanna tease it. You wanna let that shit dangle in the water a little bit until somebody comes to try to take what's yours, right? And that's why our animalistic instinct comes in. When you try to take what's mine, bang, bang, you're out, dude. You're pulling. They're getting hook, line, and sinkered. Pulled the fuck out of the water, you know? So I'm dangling my weak spots up front. They fuck around. They find out, hey, yo, back there. Boom, pulled out of water. Hit them with the right, gone. You know, you dangle what they think, what they would perceive as weak up front because they don't know what's packed behind that, you know, behind the curtain right there. So just like I said, fishing, you're going to dangle what they think is the weak spot, the worm. Boom, next thing you know, they're in a cooler on the way back to the shore.
I'm guessing that you've never taken a kick to the upper left thigh. Is my guess.
I never let it happen. I never let it happen.
Oh, didn't
That's
know that
why.
You were that.
Like this. Let me show you something.
Yeah.
Logan,
don't,
look at this.
Don't somewhere. Splash. I want you to look don't at splash. This. Careful.
Wait, you want to hear the splash?
Oh, God. I don't know. That's actually water in my feet.
So here, Logan, it's really bad. The bottom of my pants are starting to get wet. So I'm not even kidding. I'm looking at it. So Logan, I want you to look at this.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. There it
look
is.
At me. I'm
yep.
gonna prop
right
over here.
Yep.
So we're looking like this. Okay. We're looking here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Okay.
Yep.
Look at this. Watch this.
Yep.
Oh, hit the microphone. Here
oh,
we go.
Shit.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Logan,
yeah,
watch
yeah,
this.
Yep.
Steven Seagal.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
That?
Dude, I don't.
Logan, look at this. Look at this. I'm going up top. I'm hitting you with the elbow down low. Look at this. Look. Left is right. My worm is hanging left. Up with the left, quick one up here, up down, boom, right there. You see that? You see you up. It's so now that's two ups. That's two ups. One with the left up, which you don't notice because it's closest to you. Up here. Now I'm coming in with the right. I'm coming up again, down with the right. Up with the right, down with the right. You see that? So now look at this. I'm dangling the bait right there in front of you. And then this is what you don't see coming. Boom, done. What are we gonna do? You see, I dangled, and I fucking dropped you. Pulled you. You're in my cooler. My pants are soaking wet.
You know what I want right now?
Oh, shit. My thighs are wet.
Dude.
Look at this. Hold on. I want you to look at this.
No, I'm not. Just keep your pants on. Oh, shit. It did. It's gone all the way up.
Dude, I'm not lying to you. I'm flooded, dude.
Bro, why didn't you roll your pants up like out of the gate? So the water, because that's what happens with the water. It just like it attaches, like two molecules get onto the cuff, and then it's just like, hey, we have our way up to the motherland. They're trying to find that warm spot. They're trying to get right in between where.
I'll tell you what, that water ain't getting higher though. That water ain't getting higher. I'll tell you what.
Just that.
Boom,
yeah.
Like that. Like that.
So I just want to say thank you. For sharing your weakness with our entire listening audience. So if they ever, if anyone ever gets in a fight with you, they're 100% gonna like kick you right high in your left thigh, on the inside of your left thigh, because you're gonna stunt forward. You're gonna have that left leg just positioned forward, and you're gonna get kicked right in the dick. Assuming that you have a decent sized piece, which I mean, you've said it enough times on this podcast that everybody thinks that you've got the hog that goes, you know, mid thigh. So you're gonna get kicked right in the dick is basically what's gonna happen.
Now, Logan,
which
let me tell
I'm
you
excited
this.
About. I'm not gonna lie. I can't
you
wait.
You don't think
to...
all of this is strategic? You don't think all of this is strategic?
Yeah, strategic.
I'm telling them it's hog. I'm telling them it's mid thigh. Right? Mm. They kick me mid thigh. They get nothing but thigh meat. Okay. You don't think that this is all a ruse? This is all a ruse. You have to kick 7 or 8 inches north. Okay. They don't know this. So now, boom, look at that. You saw that? Look at that. Boom. They kick thigh. I take one thigh. I take one kick to the thigh. I'm fine. Boom. 1, 2, boom. They don't know it. Now they're getting an elbow to the bridge of the nose because
you know,
they missed
best,
the head. They
the best part of this, the best part of this is you doing martial arts is, I would equate that to Stevie Wonder trying to do a card trick. Like, say, just pick a card, any card. And he's just like, hey, is this your card? And you're like, no, man. And he's like, nah, it wasn't this card.
Stevie Wonder goes, is it black? No, Steve, everything for you is, all you could see is black, dude. My card was red. I didn't even know there was a red card.
So I don't know what red is. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Logan, I hate to do this to you, brother, but I'm getting bubbles. I have bubbles coming up, and I know we typically have another 10 minutes of the episode. I may need
sometimes
to run.
20.
I need to actually address this, I think. So we're at
I think this might be an
in.
Emergency.
Can I
consider? Wait, hang on. Considering you have water up literally just shy of your ass, I feel like it might be time that you become an adult and address the situation that's going on in your house.
Can
I don't
I
know.
Show you a slipper
I'm not
quick?
An expert.
Here we go. You ready? Look at this.
Oh my god, it's so bad. That's so much fucking water.
It's a lot of water. So Logan, I would really like you to say that you really honestly appreciate what I just fucking went through for the last hour and 15 minutes for this goddamn show.
Much love.
My shit is getting flooded right now, and
much
I was
love.
Like, hold on, pause. Let's record.
Bro, much love, much respect. And at the end of the day, if you would have said, hey, maybe we should do a different day, I would have been like, yeah, okay. Let's make sure that your house doesn't float down the street, I guess would be probably a good idea. But hey, you know, thanks for taking one from the team. I appreciate your brown hat. And
thank you.
Hang on.
It's a card.
No, I know what that is. And I think maybe we have a bad the video part of our connection is a little grainy, but it looks like maybe there's what's do you have like a it oh I know what that is. That you didn't wipe the mustache from your Halloween costume when you were trying to have a mustache. You didn't wipe that off from the makeup. I get it. No, it's cool. It's cool. Looks
Charlie
good.
Chaplin.
Looks good. Maybe take a shower and clean that off.
Can't. I don't got water, asshole.
Oh, whoops.
It's all in my fucking studio.
Whoops.
So maybe I'll take a bath.
Maybe do a little swimming.
But hey, listen, this is the precedent we're setting. This is the precedent that we are setting for the triple digits here. Episodes 101 to 199 are going to be something else.
You know, they're all
first 100 were fantastic, and you guys followed along.
Just, you know, you don't know. Do you know how triple digits work? I mean, it's going to be more than that. It's just, it's more than 101 to 199. It's going to be can you do the math? It's 999.
Like I said, I'm hanging the bait. They're going to catch the weak side.
Catch the worm.
This man can't do math. Bing, bang, boom. Boom.
Huh.
Tax fraud. Boom. You guys are losers. Oh, Logan, I really have to run because shit is bubbling and I would like to figure out what's bubbling. I got to call somebody, I think. Logan, do you have anything left that you would like to say? Before, look, we made it. We have We typically have 8 minutes left. Okay. I would say I did all right. Logan, do you have anything you'd like to say before we head on out?
Social media.
Okay, guys, until next time, thank you so much for laughing at my shitty situation. Logan, I love you to fucking death, man. What another great episode. I'll see you fucking next week, homie, with hopefully a more dry area. Peace out, everybody.